Good evening. I call this May 3rd, 2022 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bolziger. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission, and it is my pleasure to welcome you. This is a public meeting, and you are encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. We have several rules to help us proceed with orderly meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a phone call, step outside, please, outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell the last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. However, you focus on your comments and let me keep track of your time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted by both exits. I will now call for a roll call of members.
Bolziger?
Here.
Leska?
Here.
Neff?
Here.
Kading?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
Fox? Schroeder?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
I'm looking for the approval of the minutes from the April 5th, 2022 meeting.
I'll approve.
Second.
Move to approve by Schroeder, second by Hansen. Any other comments about the minutes? Please vote.
Commission members Kading, Schroeder, Bolziger, Hansen, Heinrich, Neff voting aye, Pileska abstaining.
I will open a public hearing to consider a lot split application submitted by Richard Bilsick. I don't know exactly if that's correct.
Voltec.
10917 County Road 27, Blair, for a tract of land located in the northeast one quarter of the northeast one quarter of Section 17, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6 p.m., Washington County, Nebraska. Jeff.
Good evening, Commissioners. I forgot to set my microphone up, so I'll talk a little louder. I'll try not to holler. For your first consideration tonight is the lot split by Mr. Volchek. And this is located in the western part of our coverage area. In fact, it's right on the edge of our 2 mile extraterritorial jurisdiction, our ETJ. For property located bordering the edge of the city's 2 mile ETJ is zoned ag, agriculture. Section 205, when it talks about lot split, says that an existing lot split or parcel of land is a contiguous unit may be split. Maybe split a couple ways, but the one we're looking at now is in ag. A lot split is a lot where the tax lot tract or parcel of land is divided into two lots. One a minimum of 3.01 acres, and the remaining must be above 10. This is the parcel we're talking about right here, and this is the area they're hoping to split off. Right below it is the previous a subdivision that was created several years ago that is not part of our decision or your decision tonight. There's 3.01 acres and 66.85 acres there, so it meets the qualification of one lot split with a minimum of 3 and then 10 plus. This is a picture of the plat itself. More importantly, this would be the 3.01 acres that they're hoping to split off. It's the existing barn, well, houses, and sheds. All of these meet the current setbacks for ag, and the way it's designed will meet the setbacks if it is split into one 3.01 acre lot. This shows the big area right there. That, of course, is the Possum Ridge subdivision, County Road 22 up there, and then the County Road 27 right there. We'll go back to this area right here. With that, are there any questions for staff?
Jeff, was the site that they're splitting off
Is that being split off of the 66 acres?
That is being split off of the, yeah.
Okay.
This entire parcel here, including this right here, is a total of 69. So that would be three and then 66 left.
Jeff, I noticed, and it probably doesn't matter, because the property down below, lot one down below, that has barns and something pretty close, but I guess it's just short of the, being next to the property line of this new split off.
Right, when this was designed over here, that had to follow the subdivision rules. So when that was split off and subdivided into Possum Ridge, all of the borders at that time and lot splits and lot dimensions and setbacks had to be in place beforehand. This barn does meet the correct setbacks for the southern property line.
Any more questions of Jeff? Is the property Richard here to want to explain what's going on for us?
My name is Rich Volcek, V-L-C-E-K, live at 10917 County Road 27. The reason we want to split this off, it was my stepdad, Lyle Christensen, passed away about 3 years ago, and Bonnie, my mom, his wife, had to go into home this winter, so we have a house sitting empty, and it's going to deteriorate, everything's going to go downhill like that. We'd just like to split that off of the farm and let somebody get some good use out of that house and leave the farm ground to be farmed.
Any questions?
Nope.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Anything else from the audience? Does anyone else want to speak on this issue? If not, I'll close the public hearing and open it to the commission.
I move that we accept the lot split.
I'll second it.
Move by Heinrich. Second by Neff to accept the lot split. Any more discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will go to City Council next Tuesday. I will open a public hearing to consider a preliminary plat application submitted by Yampa Valley Properties, LLC, 1444 North Nye Avenue, Fremont, Nebraska, for the Tilson's Trail Subdivision, Lots 1 and 2, being a platting of Tax Lot 206, lying in the southwest one quarter of the northwest one quarter of Section 10, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6 BM. Jeff.
Thank you again, commissioners. For your next consideration is a preliminary plat. This is located about 1 mile west of Blair along Highway 91. It's called Tilson's Trails, proposed name. Property, again, is located 1 mile west of Blair. Currently, the zoning district is ag, and the subdivision will need to be rezoned if the preliminary plat is approved. Lot 1 of the 2 acres will be 3.34 acres. Lot 2 will be 6.67 acres. All building setbacks on Lot 1 meet the current and proposed zoning requirements, which would be RRE. There are no buildings on Lot 2. Both lots meet the small subdivision requirements. They both have access to a public road. This is the zoning overlay. You can see this is city limits right here with RL. We've got RRE rural estates here. Of course, the rest of this unmarked area is ag. This is the particular lot we were talking about, 11654 Olive Branch Lane.
Yes.
That just highlights it, showing this area. The property here, 11632 Olive Branch Lane, is not part of this. That's a separate parcel. This is a preliminary plat showing Tilson's Trail subdivision. Right here is the current house with the property. We'll get to the new proposed lines before, but this is showing the easements that are in place. Right now there's an easement in place from here, getting up to this house here, And this easement continues on to the farm ground, which is also owned by Yampa Valley over to the east. You're proposing some easements here to give easements and access to Lot 2, if this passes. This is showing the trees and the kind of topography. This is a better idea of the two lots being split. This would be Lot 1, which contains the house right now. This is Lot 2, which is empty. This, again, is the current existing house. This shows the easement on the current road. This is part of the property. I believe that is, contains the septic area and laterals for that property. So the property comes down here and 30 foot wide, which is the minimum width we have for a driveway. It does border on Highway 91, and of course Lot 2 is on 91 also. We state that as long as you have access to public highway, for them to get access, they would have to talk to the state and work through that. We zoom in on Lot 1 right here. This shows the existing house. Lot 1, 3.34 acres, which is above the minimum of 3 acres for RRE if it changes there. And it shows how it comes down here. It shows the existing easement here, proposed easement over there. Well, water and stuff, everything's marked out also. This shows the proposed 30 feet wide driveway. And this shows Lot 2, which is undeveloped. Trees, little topography in this area here. He does have an easement in there so they can actually get to it if they ever need to. Any questions on this preliminary plat? By the way, Commissioner Bessinger pointed out today that my signs were gone. So I went out and checked, and yes, they were. We have replaced the replatting and rezoning signs that were out there before. So he's got some decorations in the garage, I guess. Any questions for staff?
I have a question because we have, what's it, the lane that's going up there, that isn't it? Isn't that lane there going to the road? Isn't that what that's what the subdivision is supposed to be off, right? But they're not. But you're showing this lot number, the first lot.
So this is the
lot one.
This is the tax lot right here.
Right.
Right. And when this is split, it'll come down here.
Well, how, I guess my question is, how are they getting in and out of their house right now?
They have an easement from the people who live here, and that is what they've used and what they've been using for all along to get to their house. Now, to be a separate lot, to be a lot, we would say, yes, you should split this off and turn the subdivision. They do have to have dedicated driveway here. So if they ever does lose the easement, and an easement, of course, is a private contract between the homeowners, property owners. They would have access to the highway, same as Lot 2. So again, right now they're using the current driveway through an easement process to get into their lot.
I got a few. I'm not sure that the state's going to be too happy about having a driveway next to a road.
Well, they don't have to put that driveway in. Right now, they're using the easement to get there.
They have to allow for that driveway, whether they ever use it or not.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Just because according to the lot split.
Commissioner Hansen's correct. According to subdivisions, you have to have some sort of public access. Whether or not it's ever used or utilized, at this point, we're not worried about that because it does not say that in our subdivision regulations. Ideally, yes, it would be nice to turn this into a road with the cul-de-sac and turn all three of those into part of the subdivision. However, that is since it's somebody's not even involved in this process, it's kind of out of the scope of what we can ask them to do.
Any more questions of Jeff?
I have one. Is that easement a perpetual easement? One that stays with the property, you know?
I will leave that to Tal Talbert,
okay,
the representative for Yampa Valley, to answer. Usually, in perpetuity, If it's been used for a long time, it's hard to get out of those.
Right.
Whether or not they have it in writing, again, it's a private contract with the different property owners, not enforced by the city.
Do you have a question?
Nope, I get it.
Again, ideally, it'd be nice to have it turned into a road, nice cul-de-sac, everyone would have access.
Okay. Will the applicant care to step forward and explain what's going on?
Good evening, members of the commission. Edmund Talbot, representing Yampa Valley. It's Blake and his wife, Dylan, who own Yampa Valley. They own lot one and two right now. The owners of tax lot 203 are here as well. They had some concerns about, right now, the easement road that's been through there. Lot one is occupied by Lincoln Tilson and his wife. He works for Blake Dillon at Dillon Chevrolet. The sole purpose of this split is to allow Lincoln to buy lot one from Yampa Valley. Lot two is not going to be developed. There's an easement that runs up through back to Yampa Valley's property to the north, and then also, thank you. So here, Yampa Valley owns property as well as here. Should this ever get developed, you're probably not looking, you're going to have something come off onto 91 allowed by the state, but it's going to be, a subdivision in the back. So lot two has no, at this point, wouldn't be developed, and they would have to come before the planning commission and city council to develop it anyway. So again, the easement road is perpetual. There is a condition about Yampa Valley developing a subdivision past that, that the easement would go away, meaning in this area. Of course, that's not what we're doing here, but I think the idea was, if there was going to be further development back there, you're not going to have an easement road for that subdivision anywhere. You're going to have multiple houses, and would not be allowed per the city code to do that. Here, it is just for the 30 foot to touch Highway 91 per your regulations is the only reason that is there. The Tilson property above has been occupied, how long would you guys say, 2 years that Lincoln's been in there? You've been there, it's been more than 10 years, so you've got a, constructive easement, and you've got a recorded easement, perpetual. So to get back to the Tilson property, you've got that easement. I've talked with these folks a little bit. They were concerned about, they've never had a maintenance agreement for that road, and Lincoln and them have always just kind of worked on it. So I'm going to be working with them about getting a simple maintenance agreement for sharing cost about snow removal and rock on it. So, but that's a real easy piece to do with them. And so that's all we're asking you to approve tonight, is the two-lot subdivision. Lot two is not going to be developed. Lot one is going to be sold to Lincoln Tilson. I will just ask, I know the city had talked about this with me earlier. There's the rezone after this, but I would request that that be tabled at this time or removed from the agenda because it's not appropriate. This is just a preliminary plat. If it moves on to final plat stage and this is approved, we'll come back for that rezone. But that just allows us to small subdivision for the city. Any other questions? If you folks have anything you want to ask.
I think we can do answer your question.
Okay, good.
Anyone else care to speak on this agenda item? If not, I'll close the public hearing and bring it over to the commission.
Recommend approval of the preliminary plat.
Second.
Recommend approval by Hanson, second by Heinrich. Any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
That'll go to the city council next Tuesday. So agenda item number six, Jeff, you would like to...
Read it as usual since it was on the agenda and then we'll go from there.
We need a recommendation.
Do we need a vote on it?
Do you want to start it and then I'll ask for it to be a motion to postpone until next week?
So I'll read it and then...
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Open hearing?
Yes, it was on the agenda.
I'll open a public hearing to consider a rezone application submitted by Yampa Valley Properties LLC, 1444 North Nye Avenue, Fremont, Nebraska, for the Tilson's Trail subdivision lots 1 and 2, being a plotting at a tax lot 206, lying in the southwest one quarter of the northwest one quarter of section 10, township 18, north range 11 east of the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, 11654 Olive Branch Lane. Who's the soul, Jeff?
So commissioners, my apologies. I got a little over ambitious when I was working on things this week. Aaron, can we see the rezone or the PowerPoint? Ideally, we don't want to do anything about the rezone until the preliminary plat has been approved by city council. So we commission could work on it today, but in keeping with the way we usually do things, I would respectfully ask that you postpone any voting on this until the next meeting. I will go over it real briefly just before you make your motion to postpone, if that's what you choose to do. Of course, this is the same property. The reason we're doing the rezone, or we'll be asking for a rezone, is once this 10 plus acres is turned into two preliminary lots, 3 plus acres and then 6 plus acres, they will no longer meet the minimum lot requirements for ag, which will require a rezone. And it talks about that, 3 and 7, well above the minimum requirement for RRE, but definitely below the 10 plus acres for the ag district designation. So I respectfully request that you motion to postpone any votes on this until next planning commission meeting. And again, I apologize for wasting time.
Okay, is there anybody want to speak to this agenda item?
Ed Talbot, applicant, would not object to postponing this agenda item.
Seeing none, I'll close the meeting and hearing on agenda item number six and leave it up to the commission.
I say we table it until next week, item six.
I think they wanted to call it postpone, not
or
table.
Postpone.
Yeah, that's what they're okay, calling.
Postpone item number six until next okay. week.
Second.
Motion by Schroeder, second by Kading to postpone to the next planning commission meeting. Any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will not go to the city council meeting next week, right?
Yes, thank you, commissioners. Report from staff. Things are getting pretty busy for the summer. We have a pretty light agenda for tonight, for June. I will promise we'll be much busier. Okay. Any questions for staff from the commission?
Okay, I do entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Third.
Motion by Poleska, second by Knapp to adjourn. Please vote.
Yeah. All commission members present voting aye.
Thank you, folks.